USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, appearing on MSNBC Friday, reacted to the August jobs report, saying there is work to be done.
Since February of 2020, we've been living with a global pandemic, and there's no roadmap on how we recover. So when we think about the investment, and we think about the American Rescue Plan and what that has done, we think about 4.5 million jobs have returned to our economy since President Biden has been sworn in as President of the United States of America. We're moving in the right direction. We have a ways to go.
Willard Scott, the beloved weatherman who charmed viewers of NBC's Today show with his self-deprecating humor and cheerful personality, has died. He was 87. His successor on the morning news show, Al Roker, announced that Scott died peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by family. An NBC Universal spokesman confirmed the news. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to California on Wednesday to campaign for the state's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the closing days of his recall election fight. The Newsom campaign said Harris will appear with Newsom at a rally in the San Francisco Bay Area. Harris, a former California senator, is one of a series of Democrats converging on California in an effort to lift turnout for Newsom ahead of the September 14th election. Political commentator Bill Kristol said Friday on CNN's Newsroom that the new Texas abortion law is extreme and un-American.
Well, it's so extreme, the six-week limit, which is actually less than 6 weeks. If you look at the details of the law, it's 6 weeks not from the inception of pregnancy. And then this kind of snitch on your neighbor's aspect, which seems pretty un-American. So I think it's a foolish law from the pro-life point of view. It's not going to advance the cause.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Gateway Pundit reports the U.S. military knew there was going to be an attack at the Kabul airport last week. On Wednesday, August 25th, the U.S. State Department issued a warning to U.S. nationals to avoid traveling to Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. The U.S. told those waiting outside to leave immediately. On Thursday, August 26th, a suicide bomber blew himself up near the Abbey Gate at the Kabul airport, killing 13 Americans. Following the attack, one Marine wrote a text message to the raid team. The Marine who was on the scene disclosed that there was a countdown before the suicide bomber detonated himself. The Taliban allowed the bomber to go through the perimeter. The Marines did not allow the bomber to get through the inside perimeter. Are underground power lines a good idea in New Orleans? USA's Tim Berg has more.
Since Hurricane Ida knocked out power to about a million customers in Louisiana, several officials have proposed putting power lines underground. Rod West is a president of Energy Utility Operations Group. He explains why he doesn't think that plan makes sense on the Gulf Coast.
It is, for the large part, a cost-prohibitive proposition. And what you trade in terms of the frequency of outages, and yes, there is a benefit to the frequency of outages, you wind up losing in terms of duration and disruption.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.